Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 4.
The House will come to order. The members will take their seats. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors, please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative White. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand and remain standing until the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Father, I humbly pray that as we begin this new legislative term, that you will lead us. You teach us to love and respect each other. Help us to remember that you always are there to help us in good times and bad. You walked on the water. You calmed the storm. You stood by me in the fire. God, thank you for being there as the good shepherd at all times. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Bell is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The journal for January 31st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Bell moves that the journal for January 31st be approved as written. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Introduction of the nurse. We don't have her at this time. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly or to the House, the clerk will read.
State of North Carolina, Office of the Governor. Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143B-291, I am pleased to nominate the following individuals to serve on the North Carolina Mining Commission and hereby submit their names for confirmation by the General Assembly. Mr. Robert J. Connor of Henderson County, Mining Industry Representative. Mr. Corey M. Burns of Forsyth County, Mining Industry Representative. I'm grateful for their willingness to assume this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Attached is their biographical information for your review. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
Thank you. The letter is referred to the Committee on Rules. Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Eiler and Butler, House Bill 17, Local Option Meals Tax, Brunswick County Municipalities.
House Bill 17 will be referred to state and local government if favorable, finance if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House. The Speaker makes the following appointments to standing committees of the House. The clerk will read.
Representative Goodwin, removed from Appropriations, Transportation, and Ed to Appropriations, Agriculture, and Natural and Economic Resources. Representative Torbett, removed from Insurance and Ed to Judiciary. Representative Warren, removed from Judiciary and Ed to Insurance.
At this time, Pages, we would normally do your formal introductions. Since we are on a skeleton crew tonight, we will do that later in the week. And I wanted to let you know that we haven't forgotten you, and we are glad you're here. We appreciate you being with us this week. Thank you. Notices and announcements. Representative Bell is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One for an announcement.
You're recognized to make an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans will caucus tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m., and everybody check their emails for the exact location. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further notices and announcements? For what purpose does Representative Pittman arise?
For point of personal privilege.
You're recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to point out that today is the anniversary of the formal declaration of the end of hostilities by the British against the American colonies in 1783. And if you got close to me, you see I'm wearing my George Washington tie. I think George Washington may very well be the greatest president we ever had. One thing I certainly know about him is that he could have been king, and he refused to be king. And there was no term limit on the presidency. He chose to limit himself to terms. And there are a lot of stories about George Washington. I'm not going to stand here and go through them all tonight, but I'll just simply say that there are enough incidents that occurred during that war and in the French and Indian War as well in which he could very easily have been killed. There were times when he had horses shot out of him. There were times when he had men on either side of him shot down, had bullets passed through his coat, and he was untouched. If ever there was a leader of a nation that I believe God's hand was on him, it was George Washington. We need to remember him. We need to follow his example because he called upon all of his soldiers to turn to the Lord and to be in prayer and study God's word. And he did so himself. And that's why, you know, you see pictures, I have one in my office, of George Washington kneeling in the snow praying. He believed in God, and he believed God had a purpose for this nation, and he risked an awful lot and provided an awful lot of great leadership for us to be free and set a wonderful example as our first president. I don't know that we would have won that war without a leader like him, but we honor, or should honor, today that anniversary when those hostilities ceased. Thank you, sir.
Further notices and announcements. Representative Bell is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, February the 5th at 4:45 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
You heard the motion by Representative Bell moves and seconded by Representative Cleveland that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Tuesday, February 5th at 4:45 p.m., subject to standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed? Motion carried. The House stands adjourned.
Special message from the Senate Chamber, February 4th, 2019. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to your honorable body that pursuant to proclamation issued by Governor Roy Cooper on January 31st, 2019, James Perry has been appointed to fill the vacancy created by Senator Louis Pate from the 7th District. Senator James Perry will occupy seat number 23. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. That special message is noted. Special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate. Senate Bill 7, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to appoint persons to the State Ethics Commission upon the recommendation of the President pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Senate Bill 7 is referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House.